Angela Sloan is an investment advisor and representative of Sloan Financial Group, LLC. Investment and advisory services are offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC. MAS is a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. MAS and Sloan Financial are not affiliated companies.
It's time for The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan of Sloan Financial Group. This is the show for you. If you're a retiree or approaching retirement and you want to make sure your financial plan has a solid foundation, get ready to learn how to design your own retirement blueprint. Here's Angela.
Hi, this is Angela Sloan from Sloan Financial Group, and I'm the Retirement Architect. If you are in retirement or just thinking about retirement, then this program is for you. With an office in Charlotte and Clover, we're a convenient resource to help you design a plan to make the most of your retirement years. And I hope you'll stay with me for the next 30 minutes as I talk about some of the challenges of today's retirement and the things we can do to ensure that your retirement is a happy one. And I want to start off with an old comic strip I remember when I was a kid called Calvin and Hobbes. And Calvin and Hobbes, he was just full of wisdom about life. And I was looking at some of those old comic strips and I thought, you know, many of these things that Calvin said could have been woven into financial wisdom if you have the right perspective. The first one that I came across said, you know, life is full of surprises, but never when you need one. If somebody says they have a financial surprise, it's rare that they mean a good surprise. That unexpected inheritance from an old uncle that you barely knew, that's pretty rare. Winning the lottery, that's pretty rare. So it's wise to assume that you're going to encounter some financial surprises that you need to be prepared for, whether it's a market crash that you didn't expect, a significant expense for a home repair, a tax bill that you didn't see coming. You know, what about today's inflation rate that maybe you didn't see coming? Good financial planning will help reduce the number of surprises you face by alerting you to issues that actually could have been foreseen, so that you're not so surprised to begin with. You know, the punch that hurts is the one that you didn't see coming. So it'll be helping you be in a position to overcome the surprises that couldn't have been foreseen. So the more of these surprises that you can prepare for by talking to an expert that has seen these surprises for 40 years, yours truly, it can help you avoid some of those that maybe you didn't foresee coming. One of the second things that Calvin said was, when life gives you lemons, then just chunk them right back. You know, it can be easy to lose sight of the fact that a downturn in the market can actually be a great investing opportunity if you know what you're doing. Big if. Of course, it's vital that you have a good financial plan in place before the downturn happens so that you can be in a position to take advantage of it. But when the market gives you lemons, you can be in a position to chunk it right back. Take advantage of that buying opportunity. Third thing that I heard Calvin say was, there's no problem so often that you can't add some guilt to it and make it even worse. And I can tell you, especially as a female, I'm an expert at that one. I can bloody myself up worse than anybody else around me. And a lot of people have made financial mistakes in their past. And most of those mistakes can be overcome. But the problem is that some people, they just beat themselves up to a bloody pulp. They wallow around in shame and guilt, and they never really move on. And in some cases, they just take too long to move on. I heard a minister say this morning that you can't move forward if you're still trying to bring closure to Pharaoh. He said, let Pharaoh take his own road and you move forward on your road. That is so true. It's one thing to make a mistake, but it's another thing to let that mistake paralyze you from being able to make financial decisions in the future. And if you feel like you've made a mistake so horrific that you won't overcome it or recover from it, give me a call. It's 803-222-2892. You know, I've heard them all. I've probably made some of those mistakes myself. Never be ashamed to tell me the mistake that you made. And you know, one of the things that I hear a lot is when somebody gets scammed, they're so ashamed to tell me this. Tell me, please, be gut honest with me. I can help you work through it. A fourth thing that Calvin's was in the comic strip, a day can really slip by when you're deliberately avoiding what you're supposed to do. Boy, is that true. And the financial planning process is something that's incredibly easy to procrastinate. It always seems like something you know you need to address, but you'll take care of it next month or next year. And as you know, we get older and the days get long and the years get short. But time can slip by so quickly, and then something happens that make you wish that you had started the planning process sooner. It's never too soon to get started, and it's never too late to get started. please just get started. What happens if all of a sudden your employer offers you an early retirement and you only have 30 days to decide if you want to accept it? Folks, I've seen this so many times. If you've already done that planning, you already know exactly what to do. If you haven't done any planning, then you know whether or not you can't take it. It's like, oh no, I know I can't take that. Or yes, I'm in a good position. I think I can take that. Let me call Angela at Sloan Financial and make sure that it's okay for me to take it. But we've already been doing the planning. So many times I have people come in because a spouse died unexpectedly, and they're scrambling to make sure that they're on a solid financial footing, when planning in advance could have stopped them from having to navigate grief and finances at the same time. Folks, I'm telling you, losing a spouse is the most stressful thing that you can go through. And the last thing you need to do when you lose a spouse and you're going through all that grief is trying to figure out your finances. Part of my planning process is sitting down with the client and saying, okay, if the husband dies first, this is how much income the wife is going to lose. This is where she's going to be financially. This is what's going to happen on her tax return, because now the survivor is filing single on a tax return. So a lot of times their taxes actually go up. And what's going to happen if the other one dies first? You need to know what to expect when one of you pass away if you're married. It's so important. Now, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back in a few moments. If I've touched on something that you feel like you need help with, please give us a call. It's 803-222-2892, or you can email us at info@sloanfinancial.net. Again, that's 803-222-2892 or info@sloanfinancial.net. Don't go away. We'll be back in a few moments.
Attention, business owners. Permanently and dramatically reduce your personal income taxes by 20 to 40% this year and for years to come. In America, there are two tax systems, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Both are legal. Call Tax Law Solutions today to find out if you're paying too much. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net.
You're listening to The Retirement Architect. Here's Angela Sloan.
And welcome back. This is Angela Sloan, The Retirement Architect. So glad that you tuned in to us with us today. I told you before the last break that I was going to start this segment with questions from the mailbag, but I kind of changed my mind. I want to talk about what you need to look at in the last 10 years of your working life. You know, the last 10 years of your working life before while you're still earning a paycheck, one, you need to concentrate on your health. You want to get healthy and stay healthy. A lot of people develop chronic health-related conditions in their 50s. You know, they say if you live past your 50s, you have a good chance of living a long life, because our 50s are so stressful on us, between kids being in college and taking care of aging parents and stresses at work. Our 50s are pretty dangerous years. And those conditions that we develop can keep you from enjoying life and cost us all a lot of money. So make fitness and a healthy diet part of your routine while you're still working, so you enter retirement with good health and good habits. The second thing you need to be concentrating on in those last 10 years is to determine what you want to do with all of your free time. You know, we just think about retirement and all things are just going to be happy, sunny with rainbows in the sky. But you're retired for a few months and then all of a sudden, duh. What am I going to do with this free time? Do you have big travel plans? And if you do have big travel plans, how are you going to fund that? Do you have hobbies that you want to finally spend more time doing? Do you plan to spend a lot of time doing volunteer work or mission work? You know, these are important questions, because your activities will dictate how much money you're going to be spending. And we need to know, we need to put down in our financial planning software what these things are you want to be doing, how much it's going to cost, and what inflation's going to do to that. The third thing to be thinking about is post-retirement career. Some people say, well, you know, I don't want to just sit down and not work altogether. I want to do consulting. I want to write a book. You know, there's just maybe something that you always wanted to do, but it didn't make a lot of money. You just wanted to do it. And, you know, more and more people these days are finding that going cold turkey into retirement just isn't for them. So start thinking about other lower stress or part-time work that you might want to do once you retire from your current career. The fourth thing is to take advantage of opportunities to save more. You have catch-up provisions now that allow you to put more into tax-deferred accounts if you're over age 50. Take advantage of that. You're probably making the most money you've ever made. Take advantage of that. put more into savings. Your expenses are probably lower. It's likely that the kids are gone, college is paid for, house might be paid off, etc. Use that money to save for your retirement. And then one of the fifth thing, you know, make sure that you retire debt-free. It's one thing to still have a mortgage in retirement, but other debt can make the income planning process a lot more difficult. So, you know, it's not unusual to go into retirement and still have some mortgage. I prefer not, but that's not unusual. But let's see what we have to do to take care of the other debt and do some income planning and put the processes in place to make your retirement easier and happier. And one of the other things that you need to do, last but not least, is reduce the risk in your portfolio. You know, if you're 58 years old and you're still investing like you're 38, that's a problem. It's funny because people will come in and say, I just want you to look at my portfolio and see if I'm doing the right thing. I can usually look at the portfolio and tell you how old your broker is, because usually it's very suitable for your broker, but not necessarily for you. I want to throw this in too. If you have a 401k, we have a program where one of our money managers actually will help manage your 401k portfolio and not charge you a fee for it. And I want to throw that out there and offer that to you that are listening to me on the radio, especially my regular listeners, because most employees don't know what in the world to do with their 401k. They always need help knowing how to allocate their investment choices and whatnot. And they don't have a clue, and we have some professionals that are willing to do that and not charge you a fee for it. So please, if you're, you know, in that last year of retirement, maybe you've just retired, give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. You can also reach us at info@sloanfinancial.net. So please, please give us a call and let's get your plan on track. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back this time, I promise we're going to go to our mailbag. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. You're probably paying too much personal income tax. Tax Law Solutions has helped business owners permanently reduce personal income taxes by 20 to 40%. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net.
I need an architect who's as good as I was.
I've got somebody better.
Yep, we do have somebody better. The best retirement architect around. Her name is Angela Sloan. Let's get back to the show.
Hello and welcome back. This is Angela Sloan, the retirement architect. And today we're talking about how to build a plan that will help you get the most out of your retirement. Now, we have some questions from our listeners that I wanted to share with you. I have Miguel over in Charlotte. He said, I've been told that I should roll money from my 401k to an IRA where I'll have more investment options. But my 401k has been doing really well for the past several months. Why would I want to move it? Well, Miguel, one, you want to stay in control of your money. You do need more investment options. You know, I like giving you those choices. There are some cases where you wouldn't move it from the 401k. Like, for instance, if you retired under age 60, there's provisions that allow you to be able to take money out of the 401k without the 10% penalty. Whereas if you roll it to an IRA and you're under 59 and a half, of course, you're going to have to pay penalties if you move that money from the IRA. So it depends on your situation. And that's where we need to sit down and talk more, because I really need more information about your situation to know what would be the best thing for you to do. We received an email from Tess over in Belmont, and she said, I counted up the mutual funds in my IRA, and it appears that I have 33 different funds. Is that adequate diversification? So Tess, I have to ask the question. I've not seen the portfolio, so I have no idea what funds you have, but are you really diversified or are you scattered? Because there's a difference. You know, what types of funds are they? Sometimes I see a portfolio and people will think, oh, I'm diversified. And when I look at it, they're really not. You know, they have a lot of different funds. And a lot of those funds have the same kinds of investments in them, and that's not being diversified. So, Tess, I really need to sit down and look at your portfolio and see if it really is diversified or is it scattered. Tess, you know how to contact us because you've done it before, so I encourage you to, you know, give us a call. And William in Rock Hill said, if we really save aggressively for the next 5 years, I think we'll be in a position to retire and enjoy the lifestyle that we want. But my wife isn't as motivated as I am. Do you have any advice to get her on board? Yes, William, I do. There's nothing like looking at the numbers. to get her on board. When somebody sees this is what your current standard of living is, this is how much it takes for you to live, this is what inflation's going to do to that over time, and this is how much money you're going to need, it's a real eye-opener. Most people never see those numbers. That gets them on board very quickly. They see, wow, I really do need to buckle down and do something about this. And William, again, I know you know how to contact us, so please give me a call. For my radio listeners, if you call in and say that you heard me on the radio, there is never a fee to sit down and go over your stuff. So please give us a call. It's 803-222-2892, or you can contact us at info@sloanfinancial.net. So we're going to take another quick break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan. Don't forget to call the team for a complimentary review. 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
And welcome back. This is Angela Sloan, the Retirement Architect. And today we're talking about how to build a plan that will help you get the most out of your retirement. And I have some questions from some listeners, and I can't say how many times I've said this is my favorite part of the segment. We have Al in Charlotte, and he said, my Social Security benefit won't get any bigger after I turn 70. And I'll be 70 in just a couple of months. I'm still working, and I plan to work for another couple of years. Should I start my Social Security while I'm working? Al, yes, there's no benefit of leaving that Social Security on the table any longer. So once you turn 70, you do need to go ahead and start drawing, understanding if you're still working, I would be willing to bet that 85% of that Social Security is going to be taxable. This is something that we can help you navigate. There's nothing you can really do about it because you're still working, and I'd wager to bet that if you stop working, income that you take from your retirement plans is still going to cause it to be taxable, and all we can do is plan for that. So please give us a call, and we'll help you navigate what to expect on the taxes when you turn 70 and start that Social Security. But honestly, I can't think of any good reason not to go ahead and start taking it. Then we heard from Michelle in Belmont, and Michelle said, my son wants to go to grad school, but there's no way he can do it without some significant student loans, which I don't want him to be saddled with. Would it be unwise of me to help him out with these costs, even though I'm in my late 50s and probably retiring in the next 5 years? Michelle, I don't know anything about your financial situation. I don't know how much you have saved. I don't know what your living expenses are. But one thing I do know, the best thing you can do for your children is to be able to take care of yourself in retirement. Your number one priority is to be able to take care of yourself and then help your children. So please give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. Give us a call, Michelle. So Chris in Fort Lawn says, I own my own business and I'm about to pay off a Small Business Administration loan that I've been working on for 10 years. Once it's paid off, it's going to increase my income by about $15,000 a month. How should I invest such a large amount of money? Well, Chris, you said you own your own business, and I don't know if you're an S-Corp or a C-Corp. I do need to sit down with you, and I would need to look at your business tax returns to see what is going to be the best retirement plan for you to use. I'm all about getting as much money into a Roth as possible. So again, I need to see how your business entity is set up to see how much you could put into a Roth through an employer plan, if that's feasible. If not, you know, how much you can put in, because I don't know your age. How much can you put into a regular Roth IRA? And sometimes you can even do both if things are structured properly. So please, please, Chris, give us a call. Let us help you through this. It's 803-222-2892. And if any of you out there in Radio Land have questions, please call us or email us. You can email us at info@sloanfinancial.net. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go into a segment that I call Investor Beware. So please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Who are you?
I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
She might not be the architect of the Matrix, but she can be the architect of your retirement plan. Let's get back to the show. Here's Angela Sloan.
And welcome back. This is Angela Sloan, the Retirement Architect, and today we're talking about how to build a custom retirement plan that's right for you so that you can have a happy retirement. So I wanted to go into a segment that I call Investor Beware, and these are some characteristics that might be red flags for someone looking for help with their retirement planning. You know, if an advisor ever tells you only good news about your situation and never tells you any of the bad things about your situation or pitfalls or things you need to be aware of or look out for, again, get up and run, because there's no perfect situation out there. There's always things that you need to be aware of and things that you need to be looking out for. So if he's just painting pie in the sky, that's not a good sign. It's usually a sign that he might be trying to sell you something. Another one is an advisor who uses a lot of technical jargon that you don't understand when talking about your financial situation. You know, using words that you've never heard before, or maybe you've heard them but you don't know what they mean. And I can tell you, in this business, there is a lot of technical jargon. I remember back in the 80s, given my age here, when I first started getting my licenses, the vocabulary was the absolute worst part for me. I mean, I couldn't do anything without a dictionary right there on my desk, and I vowed I would not do that to my clients. I mean, I'm from Bullocks Creek, South Carolina, so I know how to talk on normal level, and I always bring it down to normal level, okay? I don't like the technical jargon. So if you're working with someone who's using all these technical terms and you don't know what they mean, you're not communicating well. He's trying to impress you with knowledge and words, and he's just trying to impress you. So please, don't do anything that you don't understand. Another one is an advisor who seems to have a high level of certainty about what's going on in the market and in the immediate future. You know, when someone says, oh, I can tell you the market's going to do this and the market's going to do that and taxes are going to, you know, blah, 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 get up and run, because I can tell you, as many years as I've been doing this, I can't tell you what the next day is going to bring in the market. Nobody can. Nobody can time the market. I don't care who they are, what they claim they know. Nobody can do that. I was on Wall Street a few years ago, and I saw something, and I said, I've got to have that. And even though I had to lug it through the airport, I brought it home, and it's on my conference room table, and it's heavy. I don't know what the thing's made out of, but it is really heavy. And it's a bull and a bear, and sitting on top of the bull and the bear is a crystal ball. And I always get the question, well, what do you think the market's going to do? And I always tell them, look in that crystal ball and see what it tells you, because every time I look in that crystal ball, it's a little bit murky. There is no crystal ball that's going to tell you what the market's going to do. And there's no broker out there that's going to tell you what the market's going to do. And another thing, too, is when that broker brags about, oh, I made this much money I had this kind of return for my clients. No, he didn't. If he got a really good return for his clients, it was not him. It was the market conditions, because a broker can do nothing unless the market conditions are there. Okay. So if he's talking to you about, oh yeah, I know exactly what's going to happen in the future. No, he don't. Sorry. He's trying to impress you. And then you want to beware of an advisor who spends more time talking than listening. When I'm talking to a client in our initial meetings, and by the way, it's going to take 3 or 4 of those meetings before I know what to tell you. If I'm talking to you, I'm either asking you a question or I'm answering your question. I want to listen to you. I want to know where you are. I want to know what's in your head. I want to know what's in your heart, because I can't help you if I don't know what your goals are, what's near and dear to you, what your family situation is. I need to know you before I can begin to talk about your money. So folks, if you run into an advisor that have any of these characteristics, get up and run. I can't say it loud enough. Get up and run. Another one is one that refuses to talk about taxes or says, I'm not allowed to give tax advice, which most of them aren't. Again, taxes can be the biggest hole in your pocket, and without proper planning, you can really get a left hook out of the blue on that tax return. So the taxes is also essential. We're going to take another break, so don't go away. If you need to talk with us about any of these situations, please give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. You can email us at info@sloanfinancial.net. So please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Plumb lines are a seemingly simple yet essential element to building a house. Funny how a washer and a piece of string can mean the difference in level walls and, well, a disaster. Keep listening to The Retirement Architect to discover the plumb lines necessary to a solid retirement plan.
This is Angela Sloan, your retirement architect, and welcome back. I promised you we were going to talk about how to get out of your own way. I see people get in their own way so much, so many times during my career. So let's talk about some of the common ways that people get in their own way when it comes to financial planning. You know, some people allow fear and greed to cause them to buy or sell at the wrong time. You know, Warren Buffett said that the stock market is a place where the impatient give a lot of money to the patient. And I've seen where fear and greed can cause you to sell something early, or greed can cause you to hurry up and buy something because Joe down at the gas station said this was a good investment, and then they wind up losing their shirt. Fear and greed is never the reason to buy or sell. Always keep that in mind. And then there's making bad investment choices in an effort to save money on taxes. You know, I have a client right now that she will not hear of anything but tax-free municipal bonds, because that's how her daddy built their family fortune. And her mama carried that through. And during their time, that was very feasible. You know, bond rates were up. There were some good municipals out there. Now the rates are very, very low. And she's got a lot of money sitting in cash because she will not invest that money because she don't want to pay the taxes on it. You know, taxes is never the reason to make an investment choice. Yeah, you have to take them in consideration, but that's never the reason to say yes or no. You just have to take it into consideration and see if the investment is worth the tax price. A third way is leaving too much money in cash for too long because you procrastinated instead of actively deciding what to do with it. You know, I have a client right now that we could have doubled that money using some very conservative investments, and instead they've left it sitting in the money market because they just didn't know what to do. They couldn't decide what they wanted to do, if they wanted to do, how they wanted to do, and it's drove me crazy. And finally I said, I tell you what, you let me know when you're ready because I don't know what else to do. Leaving too much money in cash for too long, that is a guaranteed loss. If you've been listening to TV, you know inflation's over 5-6%. And if you're sitting in a money market getting 0.00 nothing, you're going in the hole. Inflation is killing you. So please, please, please do not leave so much money in cash for so long. Another one is just overthinking every decision to the point that you never make a decision at all. I call that analysis paralysis. I'm married to one of those. I know this personality very well. He has to analyze, draw a chart, make spreadsheets. He overthinks every decision, and the next thing you know, he still hasn't made the decision. So please, if you're overthinking it, sometimes it helps to sit down with somebody like me and say, okay, here's what I'm thinking. Tell me if my thinking is stinking, okay? And let somebody else help walk you through that decision process. Another one that I see quite frequently is just blindly trusting the financial advice of people who aren't financial professionals, period. Number one, blindly trusting anybody, I think, is the wrong thing to do. And I've had people come into me and say, well, you know, you just do what you feel like I need to do. No, if I'm helping you, you're going to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, how long you're going to do it for, and how much it's going to cost you. If you don't know those four things, you run. You never blindly trust anybody, but especially somebody who's not really a financial professional. And, you know, I know there are people out there who call themselves financial professionals, and really they aren't. I just had one where a client, one of my tax clients, said that a broker told him he was getting ready to sell a piece of property, go take out as much mortgage as you can because the mortgage counts against your cost basis and now to take the taxes down. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Had he blindly listened to that, he would have gotten a horrible surprise tax bill slapped right upside his head. And I explained to him why that was wrong and how you calculate that cost basis. And he gave me his jaw dropped. And he said, well, that's what this guy told me. And I said, wrong. He showed me the email. He said, I promise, this is what he told me. Here's the email. Wrong. You be very careful who you're taking advice from. Just because they say they're professional don't mean they are. Well, folks, our time is about up today. And, you know, you've been listening to Angela Sloan, the Retirement Architect. And if you want to plan for a better retirement, call me at Sloan Financial. With an office in Charlotte and an office in Clover, we're convenient to most anyone listening today. And if you have a question or two, I'm happy to spend some time with you on the phone, or you can set up an appointment. Our number is 803-222-2892. and you can let us help you build a plan for a happy retirement. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week.